Congratulations. You actually pressed record, planned your show, got it out there, and now people love what you have to say. But there's just one thing that's missing to you, and you know it. How can I take my stuff to the next level? Because I don't want to sound like I am an amateur. I want to sound like I'm a professional. I want to be taken seriously, and I want my product to sound as though I am taking myself and my show seriously. Hi, I'm Cole Johnson. I am a podcaster, and I have felt the growing pains of trying to tweak and tweak and tweak until I got the podcast sound I wanted. You could do the same too. And here it is. So everything is flowing for you, right? Everything is fine, but you're getting that criticism from those in the podcast community saying, yeah, you have that wonderful sound with your voice. But man, if you get the right mic, or girl, if you get the right mic, you really would be onto something, because your show will have even better quality if that's the case. It was said to me often when people would hear my show back in the early days of my show, that was the main criticism I heard. You were great. Everything is fine, but man, your voice is hurt by not having a microphone. Because once you have that, woo, your show will take off. They were right. See, it took me 5 months to get somewhere close within the ballpark of that. I can get you there even faster. See, here are the things that will make your stuff go. Let's start with the sound, because that's the biggest thing. So you hear it back. You're hearing all over the place, right? We'll get to that later. But how about other things, such as people are straining a bit to hear what you have to say because they're hearing a faint, quiet, white noise that's competing with your voice. People won't take you seriously if that's the case. But when that is eliminated, that's when you are really playing big time. And I can recommend many mics to you. The Blue Yeti, that's about $120. The one that is popular, the Audio-Technica ATR-2100, that's about $60-$65. It gives you a nice tone to your voice. And if you mix right, you really don't need another mic. Now, if you have more money to actually get that quality sound, then I recommend the Rode, R-O-D-E, podcaster style. That's about $220. Or if you really are looking for something huge and you have something like a mixing board for it, then I would recommend either the Heil Sound PR-30B, that's about $255, or the Electro Voice RE-20, that's about $450. Now, the others, unlike those two, which are XLR adapter only, those USB, you can plug that right into your laptop and off you go. Oh, and don't forget the pop filter, which is about $15. You get that quality sounding mic with a pop filter, and you're going to sound like money, literally. Then, if you want to attract more people to your listener, loves visuals. They love pictures. They love all kinds of pictures. They love it when a product is willing to be artsy. And you can go on to Canva for free, C-A-N-V-A, and you can create whatever you want from there. Now, if you don't think of yourself as being the artsy type, you can go on to Fiverr. That's Fiverr.com. There are graphic designers there, and you will have to pay. It depends on what they charge, and they can get that art right for you. And speaking of art, when you do decide to submit your stuff onto iTunes/Apple Podcast, you'll need to have an avatar, that's what they call it, at a 1400 by 1400 pixel size, along with what they call your RSS feed. And you can get that from your podcast home. Well, I mentioned that in the installment before. You grab their RSS feed and you have that 1400 by 1400 avatar ready to go. And Apple Podcasts will accept your stuff, along with other platforms like Stitcher, Player FM, Acast, all those podcast directories. That's the model. Now, if you really want to be taken seriously as a business or a brand of its own, you have to buy a domain name. You can go to GoDaddy. You can go to domain.com. You can go to register.com. There are many places you can go to, and you got to see if that name of your show is available. If not, either you can tweak it or find it under another domain. If it's not under .com, it could be under .org or .tv or .co. Just depends on what you would like to have. Then after that, that hosting place for your website and your domain is next. Now, you can store your stuff on Wix or Weebly or WordPress. And then you got to find hosting companies such as iPage and Bluehost. And they can offer really good deals per month, so it won't really come hard out of your pocket. And with domains, it could be anywhere from between, I'd say, $10 to $20 a year. So we're not talking about a big expense. We're talking about a small one, but it's an expense nonetheless. Then it is all about getting your stuff out to your community on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on other places, even LinkedIn and YouTube. And you can also make it a little easier on yourself because, believe me, it takes a lot of time to get all that stuff posted onto the right platforms. So you might need to invest into some things like a Buffer or Hootsuite or Social Jukebox to schedule your episode releases on social media. Believe me, it will save you a lot of time and a lot of work. Then for you to grow, because every podcaster needs to grow. I don't care how long in a game you've been. Join a community of podcasters. There is a group on Facebook. I recommend this to everybody, called the Podcast Discovery Center. I'm not being paid to say this. I'm a member. They have the greatest information available for you. And you can learn a lot of things from being in that group. And you can learn a lot of stuff overnight. And I really mean that. Great group of podcasters, great group of people who lead it, and a great group of people who are along with it. And the members are wonderful. So join a community. It is essential for you to do this. You must do that. Then after you join a community, you learn how it's supposed to go, how it's supposed to run. You create your own community attached and tied to your show. I'm going to give you a bit of a tip here. If you're going to create your show, know exactly what you want your room to represent, because if you don't, your community will not reflect your show. But if you actually are tied to the vision of your show, your community will reflect how your show is. And I cannot stress that enough. If you create it right, your community will actually be responsive to both the people that are in the room and your show. I started my community wrong because I thought it was all about wanting to have people in the room. It's not about having the people in the room. It's about having the right people in your room. So I learned that and made my adjustments, and now I have a better run community. But I will definitely tell people, be particular with who you invite in your community, because it's yours to run and it is yours to fashion and mold the way you see fit. Then you heard a little bit of what I did earlier. It's annoying, right? You can eliminate all of that. Three platforms are waiting for you. You can get Adobe Audition. You have to pay for that. You can get SoundForge. You'll have to pay for that too. And there's Audacity, which is for free. And you can also record into those digital audio workshops as well. Now, if you really have the money to spend and you are more of an audio wizard, I recommend to you Pro Tools. You see, it's all there. It's all waiting for you to sound just as good as the S-Towns and the Joe Rogan Experience and the NPRs of the world who are in podcasting now. You can sound just as good as they do. With these tools here, there's no stopping you. And there's no stopping as to how many advertisers, once you pump your brand enough and get it to enough ears, they're going to say you have a quality show that attracts people. That is when the real money starts. And you get there. Improve your sound. Incorporate art. Find a community. Build a community. And mix your sound. Because you don't have to be a slave to all these horrible sounding things that mess up a recording, like I thought it would with mine back when I began. Well, I hope these tips helped you, because all of these things have helped me. And I guarantee you, when you hear back all of your stuff, you're going to be asking that question like I do at times. Wait, that's me? Wow, I sound good. Well, that could be you. It's time for you to shine. I'm Cole Johnson, podcaster, saying to you, happy podcasting.